Cardoza Moore, Hamas plant Ilhan Omar threat to U.S. security. By Deborah Danon on February 28, 2019. Tel Aviv, evangelical leader and TV host Lori Cardoza Moore called for the ouster of freshman Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, who she charged with being a Hamas plant and a threat to U.S. national security. "There is no place for Hamas or the Muslim Brotherhood in the United States Congress," Cardoza Moore, who is president of Proclaiming Justice to the Nations, told Breitbart News. "Ilhan Omar has proven herself an Islamist puppet bent on spewing hatred and harming our great nation," she said. "We the people will not stand by idly as she continues to do the bidding of our enemies. She isn't just an anti-Semite, she's a threat to the security of the United States of America," stated Cardoza Moore, whose TV show on Israel reaches a weekly global audience of more than a billion people in 200 nations. Her comments came on the heels of Omar's appointment as keynote speaker at last Thursday's Islamic Relief USA in Tampa, Florida, and the announcement that she was also selected to deliver the keynote address at an upcoming Council on American-Islamic Relations, CAIR, fundraiser in Los Angeles. In a statement, Cardoza Moore accused CAIR of being the American arm of the Muslim Brotherhood with close ties to Hamas and Hezbollah. She went on to say that the group was listed as an unindicted co-conspirator in the largest terrorist fundraising operation in the history of the United States. The FBI uncovered documents establishing CAIR's place in the Palestine Committee, a Muslim Brotherhood-created Hamas support network in the United States, according to a report by the Investigative Project on Terrorism. "Ilhan Omar covertly represents Hamas in the U.S. Congress. We need to act now before this blows up in our faces. CAIR and Hamas are one in the same," Cardoza Moore claimed. "Ilhan Omar openly fundraising for CAIR means she is not just a rabid anti-Semite, but a real threat to our national security." PJTN's petition for the ouster of Omar, launched earlier this month, has already garnered thousands of signatures, Cardoza Moore said. "We will continue to wage our national campaign to unite American patriots against this dangerous phenomenon," the statement said. "We the people demand that members of a subversive anti-Semitic organization, with close ties to terrorist groups, not be made welcome in our Congress." The petition was launched amid a maelstrom of controversy stemming from both Democrats and Republican Jewish leaders regarding a series of anti-Semitic tweets made by the Congresswoman. Tweets that were later defended by CAIR and drew praise from Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan.